Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
You're the God of fire. Never fail. the enemy likes to do is he likes to magnify himself. So he likes to magnify your problems. He likes to magnify our problems and every situation that is bothering us. He likes to make it big so that he looks as if he is big. But when you begin to lift Jesus up, when you begin to worship Jesus, you magnify, you have to lift Jesus above your problems. You have to lift Jesus above your tears. You have to lift Jesus up above every situation. Because he is the Lord of all. He is the King of all. He is Lord. That means he's the boss. He is in charge. Hallelujah. And that is why we lift up the name of Jesus. One more time, I want you to join us and lift his name. with fire. Saturate us. Saturate us.
Hallelujah, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us this morning. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to our AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you, O God. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Your name is above every name. By the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so, Father, this morning we come into your presence with praises, with thanksgiving, with adoration and honor and glory to your name. We bless you, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you kept watch over us. Thank you, Lord, that when the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up that standard, the blood of Yeshua Mashiach, the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the angels that are your holy angels that were watching over us. We thank you, Lord, for your grace is sufficient for us. We thank you, Lord, for guiding and protecting our children and our grandchildren, oh God, in the name of Jesus, our spouses, oh God. We say thank you, Lord. Lord, we bless your name. Your name, oh God, is above every name, oh God. Gloria masandiri kayama seteria koromoso. Oh, yes, Lord, and we adore you, Lord Jesus. Father, we worship you. We worship you. Beauty of your holiness. And we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We praise your name, O God. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning, O God. Father God, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out to you for mercy, 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 O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness, creating us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, we cry out for mercy, 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 mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we cry out for mercy, mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. Let the blood of Jesus Christ speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. O Father, thank you for your blood. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Father, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. In the name of Jesus, we soak our atmosphere in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak. Let the blood speak. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, the blood that gave us strength from day to day. Hallelujah. Thank you for the precious blood. Thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus, O God. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, O God. In the name of Jesus. Father, the blood of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our spouses. We put the armor on our children. In the name of Jesus, our siblings, our nieces and nephews, our grandchildren, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask you, oh God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, O God, and the glory, the glory, the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We be a wall of fire around us and the glory, the glory, the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your holy angels ministering to us and doing your biddings in our lives. Father God, thank you for sending your holy angels to minister to us and doing your biddings in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God, Almighty God, King of kings, Lord of lords, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the rose of Sharon, excuse me, the lily of the valley. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We decree, declare, and prophesy. No weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your goodness. Oh, Father, we bless your name. You said in your word that you will keep us in perfect peace, whose minds are stayed on you, O God. Let our minds be stayed on you, Lord, that you will keep us in your perfect peace, O God, because we trust you. We lean on you, O God. We depend on you 100%. And we walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we surrender everything, all that we are to you in the name of Jesus. Father God, let things turn in our favor in the name of Jesus. We are your kingdom sons and daughters, so our lives are in your hands, O God, in the name of Jesus. Perfect all that concerns our lives in the name of Jesus. Let your perfect will be done, not your permissive will, but your perfect will be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, your grace is sufficient. Your grace is sufficient. Your grace is sufficient for us. We thank you for your greater grace. We thank you for your amazing grace. Oh, Father, we thank you, oh God. You are gracious. Your manifold blessings. Your manifold blessings of grace. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. Your mercies are new every morning. Ring down your mercy. Refresh us in Christ Jesus. Father God, lead us. Guide us. Show us path to take. A path not to take. Lord, we surrender to you. We surrender every part, every area of our lives to you. We surrender our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We surrender our children to you. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We bless you. That will be done. Oh God, we are standing on holy ground. Oh God, we take off our shoes. Father, we cast all our burdens, all our cares upon you. Father, we remember those that have gone home to be with you. Those that have finished the year, O God, on this earth, the veterans, O God, and family members, Father God, we thank you for the lives that they live, O God. We thank you, O God, for giving the life that they live, and the contribution that they put into society, but most importantly, we thank you for those who die in Christ Jesus, who live holy and righteous in Christ. Only what we do for Christ will last. We can do services for government, we can do services for others, but if our lives are not saved, all of that is in vain. So, Father, we honor you most importantly for those that finished the race that was set before them, for those that died in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. We pray, Lord, that as we go through this season, that more family members and friends in our midst will truly take the gospel seriously. Will truly take Jesus and not take him as a play toy. We pray that our family members will come into the saving grace of Jesus and receive him as their Lord and personal Savior. Not only receive him, but live a life unto him. Get into an intimate relationship. Getting to know him day by day, that the gospel will continue to be preached all around the world, and that we will live a lifestyle, glory and honor to your name. So this morning we pray. pray for the spirit of evangelism to rest upon each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we will spread that gospel, your gospel of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for our children being saved and delivered. Delivered and saved. We thank you for siblings being saved. We thank you for grandchildren being saved. Thank you for spouses being saved. Thank you for the opportunity given to us to come into your kingdom. Thank you, Father God, for your grace is sufficient. So, Father, as we come this morning to your throne of grace, we bless and we say thank you that all our prayers answered in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, this morning, for those that are not feeling well, those that are sick, oh God, those that have a pain in their joints, oh God. Father God, I pray for those that are suffering from arthritis. Oh God, I pray that healing take place right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray for healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, healing, Father God. Heal from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, any sickness in the body, we pray for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Even sickness that might be in the bodies that we do not even know of, the Lord, we ask you to move in and begin to heal, oh God. Heal, oh God, heal, oh God, heal, oh God, every high blood pressure. Heal diabetes, oh God. Father God, heal abdominal diseases, gut diseases. Heal, oh God. Heal the kidneys, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heal the circulatory system in the name of Jesus. Heal the nervous system, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heal, 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 heal in the name of Jesus. You are the head, oh God. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We thank you for your goodness and we thank you for your grace. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Jeremiah 18. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was mired in his hand. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. He said, do with you, Israel, as this potter does, declares the Lord. Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, Israel. If any time I announce that a nation or kingdom to be rooted, uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, and if that nation are warned, repents of its evil, then I will relent and not inflict on it the disaster I have planned. And if at one time, at another time, I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be built up and planted, and if it does evil in my sight and does not obey me, then I will reconsider to the people of Judah and those living in Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says. Look, I'm preparing a disaster for you and devising a plan against you. So turn from your evil ways. Each one of you, and reform your ways and your actions. But they will reply, it's no use. We'll continue with our own plans, and we will all follow the stubbornness of our evil heart. Jeremiah 18. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I've read this scripture, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that is this word, O God, come forth simply and plain to us this morning. I pray for revelation and understanding and impartation, O God, that not only will we hear the word, but we'll do what you've asked us to do in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord. It is your desire for us to be saved, for us to be redeemed. Jesus, we thank you for the works on the cross, the finished works of the cross. You finished that, the work on the cross. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. What is it that God is speaking to us? He is the potter, and we are the clay. And when he says, every time when God speaks, he speaks in different parables or different ways. That's why we need understanding and revelation of what the Spirit of God is speaking. And when he's speaking to us in other words, let me say this. He's speaking about repentance. He's speaking about transformation. Hallelujah. These people, the children of Judah, are in the house of Judah. The house of Judah is in a covenant relationship with God. God, this is God's children. Hallelujah. And he says to us, he is the potter. We are the clay. Even if the pot is messed up, he holds us. And if we surrender to him, hallelujah, and turn our lives around to him and repent, things can change, that he will forgive us. So sometimes God will use allegory to let us see what he's speaking to us. That's why you need insight. That's why you need the Holy Spirit. It's sometimes because sometimes these things, people cannot understand. What is this thing? What is she talking about? What is the preacher talking about? We need the Holy Spirit. But it's quite plain and simple. He is the potter. We are the clay. But hallelujah, we have to surrender our lives to him regardless and repent. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name, if my people, these things are not happening to the pagans. These are happening to God's people. If my people, my people, my people, not aliens, but God's people who are in a covenant with God, with him, God's people, the seed of Abraham. Sometimes we're looking at the world, but God is speaking to us in the church, in the body of Christ. Well, oh, no, the church is, if my people. Hallelujah. So Lord, touch me, oh Lord, and move my heart. And take uproot those things in me that does not bring glory and honor to your name. Lord, I have these negative and bad habits. Lord, I need you to rid me of those things. I surrender everything to you by weakness to you. Let your strength be made perfect in my weakness. Oh, Lord, help me because I want to be with you. I want to live for you. Oh, God. sin, let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, sin looks sweet, but sin takes you to hell. Sin takes you straight into the bottomless pit of hell. You go to a funeral service, you hear eloquent speeches. Eloquent funeral service. People love funerals. Nothing wrong with that. But sometimes when you're speaking those eloquent speeches, that person has already gone to hell. We are only given one chance. Hallelujah. And Jesus is calling us into repentance. Do I know what you have done? No. Do you know? No. That's not my problem. That's between you and God. But do not take it for granted. If this word is coming to you, maybe there's something that you may have done or may have said that did not bring glory or honor to the name of the Lord. And so, Lord, touch me, and the Lord will touch you and bring you to exactly. What unforgiveness do you have? Hallelujah. A righteous man is highly esteemed. And the reason a righteous man is highly esteemed because we don't like to admit when we're wrong. We always think we're right. For God is the potter and we are the clay. And he wants to transform us into the image and likeness of his son. Not outside only, but inside, from the inside out. That when others see us, they will see Christ in us of glory. So I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, as we go through this thing, if the Holy Spirit bring remembrance to you of some things that you have done that did not bring glory and honor, just repent. Repent and turn your life back to Almighty God. Amen. In the name of Jesus, you don't need to go to no priest to confess. You kneel down and you pray. And he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He will give you that heart of flesh and take away the heart of stone. God has the final say over our lives. Hallelujah. He's holy. He's righteous. So let us, as he called us into repentance, let us repent. Oh, I didn't do that. No. You might not even know what you've done or what you said. Or maybe you need to repent on behalf of your ancestors. Hallelujah. But we want to walk in the fullness of Almighty God. And so we bless the name of Yeshua Mashiach. We give him glory. We give him honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Take time today, read Jeremiah 18, next chapter. Hallelujah. And let the Lord, the Holy Spirit, minister to you as you read the chapter. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Beloved, why have you lost hope?
Don't you know, or have you forgotten, that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions? He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes we are healed. My brother, listen to me, my sister. Know that there is power in his blood to heal you. There is power in the blood of Jesus to set you free. Just take a step of faith and receive your healing right now. There is
you go and praise my God. Let me go into his house. There is joy and rest for me as I lift my hands in